Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 17th of May, 1972. The title is, The Means to Make the Fort of the Gathering Strong. The Means to Make the Fort of the Gathering Strong. Pandav Bhavan is called the Fort of the Pandavs. The fort has been remembered. In the same way, this godly gathering is also a fort. Just as a physical fort is made very strong so that no enemy can attack it, in the same way, the main fort is that of the gathering. There should be so much strength that no enemy in the form of a vice can attack you. If an enemy does attack, there is definitely a weakness in the strength of the fort. This is the fort of the gathering, and to strengthen it, three things are essential. If all these things are strong, then no enemy can attack anyone inside the fort in any way. The enemy cannot even enter then. It will not have the courage. What are these three things through which the fort will become strong? Firstly, love. Secondly, cleanliness. And thirdly, spirituality. If all these three things are strong, then nothing can attack you. If someone does attack in any form, then the reason is that something or the other is lacking in one of the three things. Either love is lacking or spirituality is lacking. So, in order to strengthen the fort of the gathering, you need to pay attention to these three things. At every place, these three things must be emphasized. In a physical way also, in order to purify the atmosphere, you freshen the air, and through that, the atmosphere is changed for a temporary period. In the same way, you should apply pressure on these aspects through which the effect on the atmosphere is removed. This is the main thing to attract anyone. People are impressed because of the love and cleanliness, but the third aspect of spirituality is also most important. In order to bring one another into the gathering, or to increase power within a gathering, there is the need to bring these three things to one another's attention. If any one aspect out of the three is weak, then there is definitely one or other weakness, and you are, therefore, not able to attain the success that you should. There is definitely some weakness. So, you must pay a great deal of attention to these things. The fort is strengthened through the gathering of one another. If even one brick or stone in a wall of a fort is not fully cooperative, then that fort cannot be safe. If it moves even a little, there is a weakness. Although you would say that only one brick is weak, the weakness is spread in all four directions. So, in the same way, these three things are very essential for strengthening. Then, no vibration can even touch you. You pay less attention to yourself. Sakar Baba was visible from a distance as a lighthouse and a mighthouse. In the same way, by there being the strength of spirituality, anyone who enters would experience it to be a lighthouse and a mighthouse. Just as love and cleanliness are visible in the external form, in the same way, spirituality and uniqueness should also be visible externally. Then there will be the sound of victory. According to the drama, whatever is happening is accurate anyway, but there should also be the experience of being the embodiment of power. There should definitely be this spirituality. This place is different from all other places. You can find love and cleanliness for a temporary period in other places also, but there isn't so much spirituality elsewhere. A godly task is being carried out here. It is not something ordinary. They should have this experience when they come here. That will only happen when you stay in your spiritual intoxication and you aim at the target. You must definitely keep the aim that through your activity, your behavior, your words, your attitude, and the atmosphere, and with using all types of facilities, the revelation of the practical part of the Father should be found in the land on which He incarnated. Simply love and cleanliness can be praised anywhere. It can influence even little places. However, there should be the speciality of God having come onto earth in the land where He performed action and carried out divine activities. In order to attract someone towards you, you surround that one from all four directions. So, throw the net points for bringing souls close to God. For this, you must bring into close connection those who come into contact with you on this land. Only those who come into contact with you can come into a close relationship with you. In order that this sound echoes in their ears from all four directions, then this atmosphere all around gives them power. Three things are essential. Whatever has happened until now is said to be all right. Everything is good. However, according to the stage now, everything should be the best. Acha, the wonder is to reveal the seed through the expansion. In the expansion, the seed becomes incognito. Now, it is the final stage of the tree. In the middle, it is incognito. It cannot remain incognito until the end. At the very end, after a great deal of expansion, the seed is revealed. It is the nature of human souls to be very much attracted to variety. But for what are you the instruments? To draw the attention of souls away from the variety and expansion and to let them be attracted to the seed. Acha, Om Shanti.